for some slight I can't recall. Was with the pudgy hands of a 13-year-old that I took the marble of his head, just barely balanced on his reedy neck, and with the brute tutelage of years fighting the neighbor kids, and equally the knowledge disseminated not chromosomally, but with the unsubtle and occasional revelation of the gorgeous, near-transparent skin sheathing the rigidity of my father's bony hand, that I leaned the boy's head full force into the rattly pane of glass on the school bus, and did so with the eagle of justice screaming in my ear, as he always does for the irate and stupid. I made the window sing and bend, and the skinny boy too, whose eyes grew to lakes lit by mortar fire, bleeding with his glasses crooked. I'm not an animal, walking in place on the green vinyl seat, looking far away, and me watching him, and probably almost smiling at the song and dance I made of the weak and skinny boy who, towering above me, became even smaller and bizarre and bird-like, pinned and beating his wings frantically against the tines of his cage, and me probably almost smiling, as is the way of the stupid and cruel, watching the weak and small and innocent not getting away.